from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell. I'm Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. Crystal Palace. On New Year's Day last year, Crystal Palace was in fifth place in the Premier League. They had an absolutely brutal second half of the season and even were threatened by relegation at one point, at least to sort of slip into that conversation. They didn't. They won just barely enough games to sort of stay out of that. And that leaves them in an interesting position going into this upcoming season under Alan Pardew. Guys, what do we think about Crystal Palace?
Well, I don't think they were as bad as being in the relegation scrap, to be honest with you. I mean, they had that run of 15 matches where they just did not get a win.
Which was ridiculous.
And when you look at it, they still made it to the FA Cup final as well. They took a lead on Manchester United in the second half. They looked like they were going to push on. Pardew was doing that little dance on the touchline. It all obviously came back to bite him in the butt. But really, when you look at it, I think that Palace was a better team than that second half showed. I think they definitely did. They just, you know, sometimes you get in those bad runs and it just piles up and the pressure mounts and mounts. And they weren't necessarily playing bad football. They just weren't getting results. They weren't able to just get that little edge that they needed to break that streak. And that streak just kept going and going and going and rolling. I don't think they're a bad team. I think that they should be easily above where they were last year. I think even for people who don't like Pardew, I don't think he's a bad manager. You know, every now and then he does need to polish his manager of the month.
Well, he's a very like streaky manager, right? Like, I think we've seen that in the past. Like, he had that whole run at Newcastle when he got into they finished fourth or fifth that one year.
Right.
They didn't get in the Champions League, but like that, I don't know. That was like, he has at other clubs, not just the Palace. He has had runs like this. The big news, like a couple hours before we're recording this. Yanni Bolasie, their star winger, off to Everton for a reported £30 million. Alex, what effect does that have on them?
Well, I mean, that gives them some money to reinvest. So he's obviously a loss, but they're being linked with Christian Benteke. So I think if they can invest that money wisely, because if you look at their squad, they have a really good squad.
Yeah.
They've been low Berahino too. That was back when Bolasie was saying, hey, come play with me. I want to play with Berahino.
Yeah.
Now Bolasie's not there. It's kind of weird. But, I mean, yeah, I think the Benteke.
And Henry, you weren't. Really good signing.
Yeah, I think, Henry, you wanted to speak to Benteke a little bit.
Well, yeah, I was actually thinking, because they were linked with Benteke early in the summer too. And I was thinking that Benteke is exactly the type of striker that Bolasie would have needed to play with, because Bolasie was he and Zaha both, incredible pace, just like unmatched in the league, and they can beat any player one-on-one if they have the space, but they never really had that end product. But they also never really had a striker to play those crosses to get to the byline and, you know, find a striker in the box. Benteke will be that guy, and even though Bolasie's gone, they still have Zaha. They bought Andros Townsend from Newcastle. Like, Andros Townsend on the right, Zaha on the left, or the other way around, with Benteke up top. Like, that's a pretty formidable attacking force.
Definitely, with Kabai.
Yeah, Kabai pulling the strings in midfield,
I think you've got the makings of a pretty good team that could kind of enter into that sort of West Ham, Southampton, Tottenham bracket, potentially. But I don't think they're going to get
it. But we talked about the fluctuation with Pardew. Like, I think it could go that way. They could also retake... what they were doing over the second half of last season, and they could slip down to the 14-15.
Yeah, but like I said, even that second half of last season, when they were getting the cup competitions, they looked like a different team.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
even when they were getting those bad results, they were playing games where they outplayed their opponents, they just didn't get the results. I don't think they were as bad as their final points total really showed. And I agree with you. Benteke, I still think, is a good striker. I think he's one of those aerial threats in the Premier League that actually wins aerial challenges consistently in the box. In the air, he's as good as they come. I think that I think Liverpool just really was a bad fit for him.
Well, and I think the one thing, I've watched a fair amount of Benteke because I watch a lot of Aston Villa, and his movement is not good. That's the one thing. He doesn't anticipate where balls are going to go, and he's not as good in build-up play as he should be. But when you have wingers like that that can do all the work and then just find Benteke hanging out at the penalty spot.
Yeah.
You know, that I think Crystal Palace is would be a great fit for him. Obviously, this is still speculation. Liverpool are reportedly not going to sell him unless they get exactly or the amount of money that they paid for him, £32.5 million, which is a lot of money. But Palace probably have that money now. So I would bet on Benteke going to Palace. Anything else on Palace before we sign off?
No, I think we pretty well decided that they should improve on their standing from last year.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Well, for Shahan Ahmed, for Alex Baker, I'm Henry Bushnell. Make sure to check out sports.yahoo.com/soccer and the FC Yahoo blog for all our Premier League season previews. Thanks for listening.